This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, September 19th. God's word for you today is buy less. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 12, verse 15, and it says, take care, protect yourself against the least bit of greed. Life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot. To live what is known as the one handful living, the first thing you need to do is throw out, and the second thing you do is buy less. I guess that with Black Friday and Cyber Monday, we get good deals. I get it. Some of us are prudent. We have had this list for a while and we plan our shopping. Fantastic. But the truth is, a lot of people, 62% of people, admit that they shop to buy things they do not need on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. They shop just to cheer themselves up. They use shopping as a form of entertainment. Listen, if you're going to live a significant life, you have to throw out and buy less. I saw a video interview of Jeff Bezos. He was already a billionaire at the time. But in the video, the interviewer could not understand why Jeff was still driving an old Honda car despite all the money he had. Some people that have only a few $100,000 will feel insulted driving the car Jeff Bezos was driving. They feel that until they have a certain kind of car, house, or device, they have not arrived. You need to buy less and set yourself free. Psalm 119, verse 36 to 37 says, cause my heart to bow before your words of wisdom and not to the wealth of this world. Help me turn my eyes away from illusions so that I pursue only that which is true. Drench my soul with life as I walk in your paths. This is huge. In fact, this should be your prayer. What I am saying is you need to live a one handful life. And what that does is it frees up your life. The one handful life frees up the other hand and declutters your life. You travel light, and when it comes to buying things because God has blessed you, right? You have financial resources, but when it comes to spending it, what I probably will recommend is to choose experiences over things. Use your resources to create experiences and memories with the people that you love, not to buy things that will burn up. Create experiences with your family. Use your money to create experiences with your children. Use your money to create experiences with the people that matter to you. Even if you're buying things, the difference is you are buying things that will create experiences. And that is so powerful. For instance, my dad bought me a bicycle on my 9th birthday, and he taught me how to ride it. I can never forget it. The streets I was riding on are still vivid in my mind. While the bicycle is gone, the experience of my dad buying the bicycle, assembling it, putting me on it, and teaching me to ride it is priceless. Let us pray. Father, I am grateful for the things you're teaching me. Please cause my heart to bow before your words of wisdom and not to the wealth of this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.